Good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey, alongside with Mag Water, and we've got another good show lined up for you this evening, as we'll be talking Bearcat football to start things off with. As we'll be joined by the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell. We'll also hear from quarterback Brady Bowles, and then turn our attention to cross country and soccer, as cross country head coach Scott Lorick and soccer head coach Tracy Hosa will be joining us a little bit later on during the program. And Matt, pretty good weekend this past weekend and all the way through this week, really, for Northwest Athletics.
Yeah, you're right. And the thing is not just with wins. It just seems like the teams that we're seeing this fall, the effort is tremendous. Obviously, that effort is there in those wins, but even in some of the losses that happen, they're just very entertaining teams to watch, entertaining athletes to watch, just because of the effort that they put forth each time they're on the pitch, the field, the court, whatever it may be. And that's really made it entertaining this fall.
Now, one thing, last week we talked volleyball with head coach Amy Worth, and she had a pretty big weekend, some very tough matches, and one very good win against an Emporia State team that the Northwest volleyball team hasn't won in a long time.
Yeah, they haven't beaten Emporia at home since, I believe it was 2002. And then even when you look at their losses, they're going five sets as a very young team. The one match they didn't go five sets was against Washburn, who was an undefeated team at the time, and they were just a couple of points away from going five with Washburn. So very impressive what we're seeing there. You know, you hate to, this early in the season, talk about, boy, the future looks good, but with the effort and the young players that they have, volleyball, the future is great.
And they've got a big trip coming up this weekend. They'll be down at Edmond, Oklahoma as well, as they play a match with Central Oklahoma tomorrow night, and then they're on the road Saturday to Joplin to face Missouri Southern.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes road trips, most teams like to play at home, and they've had four straight at home, so they've had that opportunity. But road trips for teams, especially young teams, can be good team-building opportunities, and hopefully it'll be that way for them this weekend.
And we'll talk some tennis next week on this show with Northwest head tennis coach Mark Rosewell, but he had a great weekend as well. An all Bearcat final on the men's side of the ITA regional down in Springfield, and then on the women's side, getting a player to the semifinals there. So they did very well.
Yeah, and when you think about the number of participants, is it 90 some? And to have an all Bearcat final like that is just tremendous. And to have, you know, a few Bearcats in the final four or better is just a tremendous week last week. I know Coach was excited about that, and hopefully there's going to be good opportunity at Nationals.
And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, we'll be talking Bearcat football here in just a moment with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorrell. A reminder that support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body, screen printing and embroidery, now located near the Northwest campus at the corner 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides a Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch or dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. A reminder that we've got some entry forms out there for some giveaways that we'll have during this program as well. And if you have any questions for the coaches tonight, fill out a question card, and we got Brent Barnett over to our left here. He'll take those and then pass those along to us, and we'll pass those along as well. So again, coming up next, we'll be talking Bearcat football with the head coach of the Northwest football team, Adam Dorrell. That's coming up right after this timeout as the KXCV KRNW Coaches Show continues from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Grid on downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Along Mag Water, I'm John Coffey, and joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, and Adam Dorrell. And AD, another good win for your team this past weekend, an impressive win against Central Missouri.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, I was proud of our kids and just our coaches. I thought we had a great game plan. I thought our kids were really energetic, you know, going into the game. That's always a big game for us, and I just thought we executed and played at a really high level. I thought we played really well on both the offense and defensive line. I thought our quarterback played well. Just like I alluded to all week, we just had a couple of those young receivers really step up. And, you know, it's kind of how does the game go if Quincy Johnson doesn't catch that first pass on third down? You know, you don't know. But I really felt like it just sparked us and never looked back.
You talk about playing with energy. Obviously, there's a lot of X's and O's to the game, but is it just kind of left up to the guys to be ready mentally, to be hyped up for each game, or is that something you guys add a little bit to as well?
Well, I think we try to add to it. I know we build on that all week, and I do feel like there's a little bit of recipe that's involved in that. I feel like you've got to be a little bit careful not to get too excited early in the week and kind of overdo it, and so I feel like our coaches, and we just do a good job of adding tidbits each week, new talking points, or excuse me, each day, you know, starting Sunday when we meet to them, you try to get them focused on the big picture of what we're looking at. When Tuesday comes, you give them a little bit more, start getting more specific as the week goes about the opponent and the things that we're going to have to do to win, and then basically Friday night when we kind of meet, we kind of finalize and look at our keys to victory and just kind of outline them one more time for the kids. So I think there's a little bit of a process that goes to it.
But one of the keys to victory Saturday was you look at stats coming in, LaVance Taylor, they're running back for the Mules. It was just running all over people, whether it's kickoff returns in the backfield, and you were able to shut him down at just 7 yards rushing the ball off the defensive line, and everyone just did a great job in shutting the running game down for the Mules.
Yeah, I thought it was a huge, John. I thought they tried to go to him early. Not a lot going for them. I thought we were really stopping him on first down, really limiting what they were doing on first down. By that point in time, by the time they'd kind of changed, in my opinion, what the probably game plan was, it was, you know, we already had a lead a little bit. And I just the fact that we came out, were very physical with him early again, I just thought it was set the stage for the entire game.
Seemed like that maybe would have been a little bit tougher. It seemed like early in the game, especially in their scripted plays there right at the beginning, they were playing at a really fast pace. Now, they didn't keep it up, obviously, sure, but your guys really seemed to stay focused during that time.
Yeah, I did, and it's a challenge on our defense. You know, offensively, we always practice like that, but our defensive guys do a great job. We're so blessed with the ability to be able to recruit to this great university. By the time we finished off offense, today and was watching our defense, you know, we have two scout offenses going. And so our guys practice that because UCO will go up tempo. And so it's just the first group scout team breaks and they run an offensive play. And while they're getting set, trying to play fast, this other group's back here. We're giving them a card. And as soon as those guys are done, boom, that second group goes running up. And so, again, we're very fortunate to have that luxury so we can practice like that because that's hard to practice, and it's hard to simulate as a defense. You can tell your kids, hey, look to the sideline, get to play, get set, get ready, get your key reads, what personnel grouping you're in, what's the down and distance, you know, take a deep breath and then go play. And it's another thing to be able to practice it and then go out and do it on Saturday.
I thought another key, too, is once it was evident that the Mules were not going to have much as far as the running game goes, so they tried to get into their passing game, and their quarterback just kind of got a little gun-shy because not only you're not they weren't above sacks, but he was hit on about every pass play. And where as that game went along, you could tell he just didn't have the same confidence that he's had on that tape up to this point this season.
Yeah, it's tough. I've never played the quarterback position. But I can't imagine that's a lot of fun, getting whacked on every play. And you're right, they were around his legs. It always seemed somebody was tumbling into him or around to him. And, I mean, I was just impressed by our defense, their ability to continually harass him. A lot of times we were doing it with four-man pressure, and our guys do such a great job of running what we call our games, whether they're twists with the DNs or the D-tackles or the nose and the D-tackle. And a lot of that's scripted, and a lot of it, you know, Rich gives our kids the ability to make those calls on the game, out on the field, based on what the kids are seeing, what they feel. And, you know, a lot of times Joes can get with Longacre, and they get a feel for the guard and tackle and how those two are pass-prone and five-step. And they run their game. It's beautiful to watch. It really is. I wish everybody could kind of, I think what people would appreciate if you were there Sunday, saw the game plan being put in Tuesday, Wednesday. You know what I mean? I think people would have a newfound awe for how much, I guess, studying goes into the game of football, because there's a lot.
I don't think people, and I'll be one of those, appreciate the mental side of the game as much as you probably should.
Yeah, and then there is a lot, and then you got to regurgitate it in, you know, 12, 15 seconds, depending on how fast the offense is snapping the football. So, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it, and that's one of the benefits about being able to recruit redshirt kids. Yeah. Gives them a year to teach them that, and then, because it's not easy to do at a young age. That's why, you know, we not impossible, but we don't play a ton of freshmen because it's hard to do that stuff.
I think one of the things that's impressive with that, not only when you go in with what you want to do with your game plan, but the ability to maybe change within the game if some things are taking place that perhaps are a little bit different what you game plan for, to be able to make those changes on the move like that and make them work.
Yeah, and there's a lot of trust that goes with that. You know, we talk to our kids all the time that, you know, they have to trust us, but at some point in time we have to trust them, what they're seeing on the field, what they're feeling on the field. You know, I know, for example, we always meet right before the game, about 30, 40 minutes, meet with the quarterback, and it just basically he picks his, what he wants to do on third down. There's things that we practiced all week and we have scripted, but, you know, he's picking out his top two. Third and mediums, third and longs, third and shorts, things that he wants to do, because, you know, I trust him that that's what he feels most comfortable with, that we practice that week, and he wants to run them in that order. So, yeah, there's just trust that goes into that stuff.
You mentioned early on about the receivers and having a couple of guys step up. You've also seen injuries in the backfield where you've had to have a guy kind of step up. How much fun is it to coach a team knowing that you don't have to make major changes when an injury or something comes about, that you've got guys that can step right in?
Yeah, it's huge. Again, not all programs, I don't care what level they're at, they don't have that luxury. And it all starts with our ability to do that by recruiting the way we recruit. I think our mentality, I think our strength coach's mentality, us as coaches, you know, we always talk about the next man up. We try to be very balanced on offense and defense. So, you know, if you lose that guy, you're not sitting there going, you know, what are we going to do? You have a plan, and you implement it, and you keep going. And so it's a lot of fun. It really is to coach a team that has that type of capacity and that type of athletes.
One of the things I talked to earlier today with Brandon Dixon for a feature we'll be doing at halftime, and the thing that he went back that he really appreciates about the Bearcat program was just, and we've talked about in the past, just the family atmosphere with the team, and that kind of goes to what you're talking about there, where people trust each other, and it seems like this group is a little bit closer knit than what you might see in some other teams.
Yeah, yeah. John, did you get many words in on that interview with him?
not a lot, no.
he doing most of the interview. No, that's great to hear. I really appreciate hearing that from him, and to hear that from a guy that was in our program just 2 years, that's great to hear. And it is, that's what makes our program special. I always talk to our kids about the ability for them to care, not just about winning or losing, but to care about each other, care about the process that goes into winning, care about their academics, care about how they're seen and viewed in the community. So it's really important to us that we have a program like that.
It just seems like there's so many little things that you guys do that add up to the one big thing that we enjoy.
Yeah, there is. And there is a again, there is a process that goes to winning, and there's a process that goes to being competitive each and every year. And it, again, it, I can't pinpoint for you where it starts and where it ends, but there's a lot in between there, between the off-season recruiting, training, practicing, and so it's, you know, unique situation.
Now you're at 3-0 at this point in the season. Record-wise, that's where you want to be. Just from what you've been seeing on the field, what are some? Are you where you want to be at this point in the season right now, over and above what the record is?
Yeah, I think for the most part we are. I think there's certainly some things that we need to touch up on. I think we really need to touch up on our PAT field goal unit. We just inconsistency there in practice, and we need to get that fixed. I think we still, from a practice standpoint, from Sunday to Saturday, our backups need to continue to grow. You know, consistency there is a huge, huge part of being a backup, and we're not quite where we want to be, where I think we can be, but we're moving in that direction. And certainly, you know, I don't want to sound negative, because there's a ton of good things we're doing. I mean, we're doing a ton of good things, and I think our leadership's good. I think our seniors are great. Our captains are great. I think we're playing with great energy and great second effort. And to me, if you're doing those two things, you got a chance each week.
You talk about the backups being good. As a fan, people may think, well, you know, we're talking about the future and those, making sure those guys are ready to go when it's their time. But my guess is, if the backups are better, it makes the starters better.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I've talked to you numerous times. There's a lot of philosophies in coaching. I know I'm a better coach when I've got a lot of depth, because competition.
Yeah.
It just brings a heightened sense of practice in that process each day, that a kid knows it's just human nature, I think, to be complacent. And so we're always trying to be competitive in everything we do. Again, we're trying to structure what we do to be competitive, and so those kids don't ever get into what I would term a comfort level. And it's just human nature to kind of get complacent, so you got to keep pressing the envelope on that. But competition is huge.
Again, we're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorrell. When we come back, we'll look ahead toward this weekend, a trip down to Edmond, Oklahoma, to face Central Oklahoma. We'll talk more with AD right after this, as you're listening to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care, from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or at 582-5700.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we talk more with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell, we've got a couple of giveaways here. First of all, Gabe Baldwin is the recipient of one of our giveaways here. So if Gabe comes over and talks to Brent over here just to our left, you can pick up a special giveaway. And also Rigo Jones is a recipient of a giveaway as well. So Rigo and Gabe are winners here at this evening. And again, coming up this weekend, it's Central Oklahoma, a trip down to Edmond, Oklahoma. A long trip down there, but let's just kind of talk a little bit about some things you try to do to prepare for a long trip like this.
have fun. We just enjoy being with each other. We want to have fun. We'll leave early tomorrow just because I was explaining here. Anytime you're going to a town that size, you know, they have high school football firing up tomorrow night. So you really have to get in there a little bit early to do your walkthrough before the high school guys start showing up for their games. So, you know, we'll stay down by Edmond and, eat some good food, get together, watch some film, watch some Friday night football on ESPN, have a team meeting, and then, you know, Saturday for those 1 o'clock kickoffs really hit quick because we're eating breakfast by 8 a.m. and get ready to go. But it just all starts with us, you know, getting together and having fun and enjoying our time with each other.
Well, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, as much fun as it is to play at home, how important in terms of team building are road trips?
I think it's critical in the development of your team, and I think it's really crucial on how you handle it, I think. And again, that starts with our older guys, and I've been in other programs where people always seem to worry about going on the road. I personally enjoy it. There's a lot less distractions when you're on the road, and just more time to be with each other. But yeah, I really think it helps with your young guys.
Now, you're facing a team that's also undefeated coming in this weekend, 3-0, Central Oklahoma, team that has struggled the last couple of years, but it really seems like with Coach Bobick down there, he's beginning to get a program in place that he's comfortable with some of the players he's bringing in now.
Yeah, it's a big game. I don't know where the site was. I don't know if there was their website or a local paper. I always talk to the kids about things, but one of the things that really caught my attention, it was yesterday, I was reading, and he was talking about in his tenure as the head coach there, this is their biggest game ever. Mm. And so that was great. You know, I shared that with our kids. That's the kind of environment we're stepping into, and if they're going to be approaching the game like that, which I get it. It is a huge game for them, and that's like we talked about. It's a big game for us. We're 3-0, and we want to stay undefeated. So he's done a good job of, I think, getting his pieces in place finally, and I think he feels comfortable a little bit with the league and, you know, doing a good job of recruiting locally down there, and it's good talent.
I know we talked a little bit about it last week after the game. We talked about their quarterback, and he's a dual-threat kind of guy. How important is it to make sure that the preparation is on the entire side of the ball and not just being worried about one guy or one player, no matter which side you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, those guys are tough to prepare for because, you know, everything, ball, everything up, the formation, they get lined up, you know, that's all scripted. You have an idea what you want to do. They have an idea what they want to do, and the ball snapped, and then something happens, and then there's just a little seam in the pocket, and he moves, and then that's where the game of football changes, and it's unscripted until he throws that incomplete pass or you tackle him, because there's so many variables when that guy breaks. There's so many variables. He can run the football. He can throw across his body deep. He can throw intermediate. He can throw short. He can throw side post, and it's really hard to defend. And so that's going to be our big challenge, is containing him, trying to hem him in the pocket and not let him do that. Because to me, everything they're doing right now is kind of predicated on letting him, you know, be an athlete.
Well, yeah, you look at what they've done up to this point offensively, too. It really appears that their biggest strength right now is just not making the silly mistakes. Just they've been very fundamentally sound and don't turn the ball over much.
Yeah, and not to downplay their offense at all, because I think they have some dynamic playmakers, but their defense is really feeding their offense right now. They're plus +5 on the year in turnover margin. They're very physical on defense. They're winning first down, getting into third longs, and then really pinning their ears back. And kind of similar to us right now, they're getting pass rush with 4 down linemen. They're not having to blitz people. They're not opening themselves up to big plays. And so they're just playing smart football right now. They really are. Their special teams are very solid. They're not doing anything dumb on special teams to cost them field position and turn the ball over. So just really, their defense just really feeding their offense right now.
When you talk about being able to get a good pass rush on with just 4 guys, how much of it is ability of those guys compared to the scheme and what you're trying to do on the front line?
Yeah, they're talented is what I see. Running a lot of games like I talked about with our guys. Two of the four starters that they have have been kids that have started in their program. This is going on their fourth year, so they started as freshmen. And, you know, I think they're two of the better defensive linemen in our league right now. And so just it's they've got good people at that position right now. They're really pushing the pocket.
And again, they are coming in, as we mentioned, undefeated at 3-0 as well. And when you look at their schedule, they beat at least a couple very good teams with Emporia State and Missouri Western.
Yeah, I mean, if you depending on what ranking you're looking at, they've beaten top 20 opponents in the last 2 weeks, and so and they're high as a kite right now. You know, they've been here for the last few years, and I can about imagine what it's like right now on that campus and in their locker room. You know, to be down here for the last 3 years to be where they're at right now, they're feeling pretty good about themselves.
You know, we've talked about confidence in the past. What does having a higher level of confidence do for a team or a player individually to make the team better when you do have that confidence?
Well, in my opinion, it's just when things are going good, you're not sitting around waiting for something bad to happen to you. You're always trying to make good things happen to you, and it's easier said than done, man. But when your confidence gets low as a coach or your kids, it's hard to grind out of that hole. And so I think you can just play faster. I think you're more naturally aggressive when you're playing with confidence.
When you look at the matchup Saturday overall, what do you see as the big keys to this one?
We need to win first down. We need to get real positive yards on first down, get our playbook open wide, and then go after them, do what we do, be balanced on offense, and try to spread it around and run the football and do our play action. But it's real crucial that we win first down, whether we're throwing the ball first down or running it. Need to get positive yards. We need to take care of the football. You know, I'm confident in our entire football team, but I'm very confident that our defense is going to play well. And I think there's potentially some things that we can do on special teams to gain an advantage. But I just think the big thing is just get off that bus Saturday after mid-morning there and be focused and be ready to match their energy level, because it's going to be high.
Do you need to get off to a fast start?
Yeah, I think so. I think in a game like that, and, it's the numbers don't lie. We've been pretty successful against these guys the last few years. And, again, they're playing with a lot of kids that have been in those games the last few years. So, I don't know. We'll see. I think maybe if you could do that, maybe put a little doubt in their head. I don't know. We'll try.
All right. Well, Adam, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Doral. When we come back, we'll continue to talk Bearcat footballs. We'll be joined by quarterback Brady Bowles, as we'll talk with Brady right after this timeout. Again, you're listening to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show. As John mentioned, we continue to talk football for Northwest Missouri State. As starting quarterback Brady Bowles joins us. And Brady, how are you obviously in a new role as the starter, the full-time starter this year. How's that been? How much fun has that been coming in knowing you were the starter right from the start and it was your offense to lead?
It's been really good. It was a huge honor to be voted captain as well. That's a big thing that coming into this season knowing that I was going to be the guy and being voted captain, that was really big to me, and it's just been fun.
Now, on top of that, not only being the guy, but having the talent around you that you get to work with and those guys, that's got to make it even more fun, knowing you can trust pretty much every guy that's around you.
It makes my job really easy, especially on Saturdays, going out there knowing that I got the talent that I have around me, knowing that I don't have to do too much, and if I just do my 111th, that we'll have a good chance of winning.
When you're talking about the passing game, obviously you've got several receivers that can catch the ball and do a great job for you. Is it more just about the way the play's drawn up and not who you might potentially be throwing to because you know just about any one of them is going to catch the ball?
Yeah, a lot of it is pre-snap stuff, just kind of what the defense has given us, and we don't really have a set receiver for each play or where the ball's going. It'll just kind of be, you know, what the defense has given us. If they're giving us something backside, we'll take it. If not, we don't have anything really set up for certain receivers. So,
how important is working the film room in terms of being comfortable on Saturdays?
It's crucial. We're up there as quarterbacks at least three times a week with Coach Fuller, our offensive coordinator, and quarterbacks coach, just going over their defense, what they're giving us to certain formations, certain situations, and just trying to find little keys of, you know, if they're blitzing, what are they doing on the backside and things like that. Just really helps the game slow down on Saturday.
When you look at a team, Missouri Southern, you saw a defense there that you don't see very often. Does that kind of help keep the game interesting, that you do get to prepare for some different defenses?
Yeah, it does. It keeps you on your toes. You know, you can't just get complacent each week and just say, oh, we got this same defense going up against us on Saturday. So it really makes you focus and be on your best game every Saturday.
Are there ever, and you don't have to be specific, but are there ever defenses, there are specific players you just know that they're there and you kind of have in the back of your mind where they're at, or is it just kind of a general thing with the defenses you face?
Yeah, you know, we'll always, on the bottom of our tip sheets or whatever, we'll say, you know, who their best players are, or who, you know, we feel like we can go after. But like I said again, you know, it's a lot of what the defense gives us. You know, we feel like on our if we do our job on offense, that it doesn't really matter who we put out there on defense, that, you know, we got a good football team and we'll be all right.
We've talked about how your defense makes it tough on quarterbacks in terms of hitting them, getting around their feet, and just being in the area. Talk to us why that's so tough for a quarterback. I know it doesn't really happen to you all that often, but why is that so tough?
You know, it's tough just because even if they don't hit you and they're in your face, sometimes you can't finish your throw all the way. Not only that, but when they're up in your face sometimes, then you start thinking about how close they were, or even if they do tag off at your hips, you know, then you start realizing, wow, they're pretty close on that play. And, you know, it's always in the back of your head then, and just kind of throws you off sometimes on your reads and where you're going with the ball.
Talk about road trips, and we just talked with AD about how it can be kind of a team-building type of thing, but outside of, obviously it's more fun to play at home, but these road trips, how important is it to the team aspect of football?
Oh, it's a blast. You know, home games are always awesome on Saturdays just because Bearcat Nation is so great out there every Saturday, but going on the road, so much fun, being with the guys, even if it's a long bus ride, you know, when we get off and we're eating, there's a lot of laughs, a lot of joking around, it's always fun.
When you talk about a home crowd or any crowd, how much do you notice? I know some players notice more than others. For you personally, how much do you notice of what's happening with the atmosphere?
You know, pre-game, you might take a look up in the stands and see how many people are there. But when the game starts, for me personally, it's all business. You know, it's all between the sidelines there, and I just try and stay as focused as possible.
Now, do you get much of an opportunity to cheer on the defense, or are you usually working on the sidelines?
With that sweet new video board we got, I get to check out the defense a little bit more than I did last year. So, you know, we'll always have our meetings after each possession and each drive, and then after that, it's always fun to go and watch those guys tear it up.
Now, obviously, you've been here for a few years. What was it that attracted you to Northwest and had you wanting to come play football here?
Well, my brother played here, obviously, won a national championship here in 2009, and I remember my very first trip down here, coming to a home game. I got out of the car, and I just fell in love with the place.
Yeah.
You know, you just feel like you're at home here, and as soon as they started recruiting me out of high school, I knew I was going to come here.
You mentioned your brother. He's playing in Germany? Is that
yeah,
right?
He actually just came home today. He's back in Lincoln, Nebraska now.
Cool. Has he been enjoying that?
Oh, yeah. He loved it down there. You know, it's just a little bit of a mix-up from here. He played overseas last year for about 2 weeks, so he kind of got the real feel of the whole season this year and had a blast, led his team to the playoffs, so it was good for him.
Now, obviously, you've been able to, and sometimes that doesn't happen, when you're the younger brother of a player who had success at a school, it's sometimes hard to create an identity for yourself, but it seems like you've been able to do that. Was that something you thought about, or you just let happen?
I set goals for myself, and then I'd look back and look and see what he did as well, and kind of base it off that a little bit. You know, anytime I go home, he's always there, you know, talking about what he did when he was here. So,
yeah. You
know, it's like I can't get away from it. But at the same time, I really wanted to step in here and kind of create my own footsteps and not follow his. And I know he had big shoes to fill, obviously, with the career he had here, but not really focus on that. Just focus on me being the best player that I can be and not really worrying about what he did.
What are the challenges Saturday against this UCO defense?
They play hard, you know. They don't really do a whole lot up front. You know, they run 30 and different coverages, but they play hard. They're a physical team, and they're going to fly to the ball. And like Coach said, right now they're 3-0. They're sky high right now, so they're going to be ready to go, especially as a home game. So we got to be on our A game, that's for sure.
Well, Brady, thanks for joining us. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
That is Brady Bowles, starting quarterback at Northwest Missouri State, joining us on the Bearcats Coaches Show here at Carson's in downtown Maryville. We're going to turn our attention just a little bit. When we come back, we'll talk cross-country with Northwest Missouri State cross-country coach Scott Lorick. We'll do that right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show as we continue to talk Northwest Athletics. We're going to hit cross country here in just a moment, but we've got a couple of more giveaways here. And again, if you have been drawn, Brent's got all the prizes right here, and we don't want him leaving with any of them. So be sure and visit him. We got a couple of names here, first of which is Roger Pugh. Roger, there you are. He's the winner. Come on over and visit with Brent. He's got prizes. The other one, Bill Baldwin. So, Bill, come on up. Claim your prize. We'll have prizes throughout the year, of course, on the Bearcat Coaches Show here at Carson's as well. But as I mentioned, we turn our attention to cross country, and joining us now is Scott Lorick, the head cross country coach at Northwest Missouri State. And, coach, not too bad of a weekend last weekend up in Lincoln, Nebraska. You guys had some success at Woody Greeno. Talk a little bit about the meet. Sounds like things went well.
It did. We had a very nice meet for the men and for the women. Our women ended up winning the whole meet. Our men ended up fourth. And, I was just really pleased with how well they competed and handled the course. And, it's our second meet in a row where the course is very challenging and the weather didn't cooperate very well. It was really not only humid, but we had so much rain. The course was muddy in a lot of places and just a tough kind of situation. But, you know, I mean, that's cross country. That's part of it. But that's, but yeah, our kids did a good job handling all those factors.
Do you think if you're going to have tougher courses, tougher situations, is that something that you want earlier in the season that they're going to deal with and then have that for the rest of the year?
Yeah, as a coach, I do. Because at that point in our development, we're really focus more on strength more than speed. So having challenging courses early is great. We kind of really kind of do that most years. But this year, as the season goes on, our championship courses are going to be on very less challenging courses. So we have to kind of transition to that. So really, that was the last of our, I would say, really difficult courses.
So in terms of training and knowing what courses are coming up, do you gear the training based upon what you're going to be running in, the kind of course that you're going to be facing coming up?
Well, not so much as a week to week, but that's kind of the whole year plan.
Okay.
So we kind of plan what we're going to be doing in November. You know, really that starts really in August, what we're doing. So knowing what the courses are when we want to be at our best is kind of what we gear the whole season about around.
Where do you felt have been some of the biggest strides? Of course, you guys have had a couple of meets, the Bearcat Open and then this one. Got one coming up this weekend. What are some of the, no, I guess no pun intended, the biggest strides that the team has made from the start of the year in that first meet?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is just how well our freshmen are doing. You know, with freshmen, you know, in any sport, you never really know, you know, how they're going to adapt and handle the, you know, the college level and all those kind of things. But our freshmen this year, man, they've just stepped right in, and they're not competing like freshmen. They're competing like veterans, and they're completely unintimidated and just, you know, doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Is that just something that they've got, if they've got it, or do you have to have some of your older runners that kind of teach them that and bring them along?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a both. You have to come into a situation where the older runners are that encouraging and that, you know, they kind of show them that expectation that where they want them to be. And then part of it also, I think we've got a group of some pretty tough kids. So I think that's, I think it's kind of definitely both.
Once again this week, Ann Herbert with a recognition from the MIAA as an athlete of the week in the conference. Sounds like she's off to a great start this year.
She is. You know, and I think she has really established herself as one of the best individuals in our whole region. So she's really, you know, doing exceptionally well. And she had kind of a challenging summer, so I wasn't quite sure if this fall would take off like it has. But it's gone really well, and she's competing extremely well and very, very focused.
Does the rest of the team, or can the rest of the team, feed off of somebody like Ann having a season like she is?
Well, I think they do. And I think this last weekend, our women winning was actually, they were surprised. And I think that's actually, you know, good because, you know, going into this year, we needed a lot of people to step up because we graduated some people. And so everyone in our top five is kind of new in there. But I think the main thing is they're just having fun and they're competing real well. They're not really worrying about what place they come in. They're just making sure they do a good job.
Who are some of the other runners that have had some early success for you this year so far?
Oh, well, absolutely. Well, Whit Cunningham on our men's side is just, he was athlete of the week about 2 weeks ago, and he's certainly doing well. He's continuing to be our number one guy on the men's side. And Ryan Cox and Tim Grunmeier are, you know, kind of shorter distance guys in track, but they're handling things well. And Brandon Phipps is one of our freshmen, is in our top, you know, four or five from Creston, Iowa. He's doing great. On our women's side, we have at least two or three freshmen in our top five or six. Samantha Lorenzo has been our number two runner from North Liberty, you know, the first two meets, and, you know, she's just tearing things up as a freshman being our second runner. But then I think some of the returning people that have really stepped up are Jessica Johnson and Brooklyn Ellis. They were kind of lower down in our list a year ago and have just really turned things on to be among our top people.
I mentioned this weekend a trip to Emporia, Kansas. Talk a little bit about the importance of that meet and what the course may be like this weekend.
Well, this week's course is going to be a little, definitely a little flatter. I think it's going to be the first week where we get to be a little bit more time conscious rather than strength conscious. So I think our kids are looking forward to actually, you know, putting down some faster times, you know, because, you know, we're all kind of conscious of that. But I think we're kind of looking forward to that. It'll be a totally different competition. It'll be most of the teams are people we haven't seen before, and I expect there's going to be 15 or 20 teams there. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. Our kids, we didn't go to Emporia this last year. Actually, we've been away from Emporia probably for 2 or 3 years, so we're just kind of coming back to it. So I think it's going to be a new course for most of our kids. They haven't seen it before, but it's a good meet. It's a good place to go.
We've talked a lot about course. How much is a meet? They're racing the course aside compared to racing other runners from other schools.
Yeah, that's something that kind of changes as the season goes on. But at this point in the year, especially these first two meets, it's, you know, kind of a 50-50 kind of thing. But I think as the season goes on, it'll turn into more of an 80-20, you know, toward competition being 80%. You know, but one of the things we do, like just before we got here, we have a meeting and we put the course map up on an overhead projector and we talk about the course and, you know, what to expect and, you know, where the hills are and where things are crowded and what they have to do. So, you know, we're big on making sure that all our kids have a strategy for how they're going to attack the meet, you know, the next day. And, of course, you have to not only know where you're going, but you kind of have to know, you know, where things are going to be tight and where you have to be really awake and where you have to, you know, turn up the intensity.
Well, Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
That is Scott Lorick, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Cross Country Teams. Again, they head for Emporia, Kansas for the Planet Sub Invitational tomorrow. We're going to continue on here on the Coach's Show here in Carson's in downtown Maryville. We're going to turn our attention to soccer, and we'll do it talking with head coach Tracy Hosa. When we come back, you're listening to the Bearcat Coach's Show on KXCB, KRNW.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at BittersweetFloral.com or at 582-5700. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we talk with the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, Tracy Hosa, we have another giveaway to announce here. Phil Beskin is a recipient of one of our giveaways, and if Phil comes over here and talks with Brent Barnett and kind of keeps Brent from talking to Matt and being abused by Matt here just a little bit, Brent will appreciate it. So Phil Beskin, again, is a winner on this particular giveaway. And as we mentioned, joined now by Tracy Hosa. And Tracy, just talk a little bit about this past week as the soccer team had a tie to the first tie of the season with Missouri Western, a draw there. And I understand that you're kind of blaming Matt Warder a little bit for that draw last week.
102% it's all Matt's fault. We were leaving the media luncheon last week and he said, you know, I'm starting to understand and appreciate soccer and, you know, it's overtime and you guys in overtime. And he just said, I hope we don't have any. And I was like, good job, Matt. You just jinxed us. So 102% all yours.
All right. Well, let's talk about that game and some of the particulars out of that one.
You know, it was a... I thought we would have that game a little bit more. We lost momentum a little bit. One of their kids went down with a pretty severe injury, and we wished her the best of luck. And I know it was a tough one for her. And, you know, all our prayers are thinking about her. And hopefully she'll have a speedy recovery. And I think that kind of people just dropped their sails a little bit after that. You know, we scored off a corner kick, which is a set play, and we work on that, and that was tremendous. I think we didn't defend as well and attack in the second half that we could have done, and that's something that we want to work on, and we worked on this week, and continue working on as well.
After that 1-1 draw there, you went down and played in Warrensburg on Sunday with Central Missouri, and a tough 3-0 loss in that matchup with the Jennies. And kind of talk a little bit about why that one went for you.
You know, the first half was rough for us. Surprisingly, we gave up one goal. The second half, we actually played better and gave up two goals. In the second half, we won first and second balls, which we didn't do in the first half. I would have said the opposite, like our second half was our better half, even though we gave up those two goals. And those are things that we are working on. The biggest thing we need to work on is our first and second defender, and how we relate to each other, how close we are to each other, and how far we are from each other. And that's just working on that will help us throughout the rest of the season, not to give up that many goals. That's too many to give up.
At this point in the season, standing at 3-2-1 on the year, when you look at not only just over and above the record itself right now, what are some of the main things that you feel has come out of the season up to this point?
You know, we look at our players and their mentality and what we go through. You know, week before last, we went through a lot. We the game against Bermudji, we lost our starting two top forwards, and that knocked the sails out of us a little bit, and we're gradually getting them back into play, and just different players stepping up as well with that. So we look at how they respond to adversity, how we respond to, you know, having a tough week in the classroom, what are they going to be like, and you know, those are the things we want to see. What is this team made of? And I know during preseason, it was probably one of the best preseasons we've had. That momentum the first weekend, we had a lot of energy, and we're starting to see that coming back again this week.
And you've got a home game coming up tomorrow on Northeastern State. I understand you've moved the time up an hour on that as well.
Yes, just in case. Right, Matt? It just makes a little bit more sense. But yeah, we've Northeastern tomorrow. You know, judging by what we've had the last couple of days in practice, we're ready to come out and play. We can tell that they're back a little bit, back to who they are, back to that fighting team and the team that wants to attack and play.
Now back at the Bearcat pitch as well, after playing earlier at Bearcat Stadium due to the weather situation and all at the field. Just kind of talk a little bit about the difference between playing at Bearcat Stadium and the Bearcat pitch.
The stadium is very, very fast. The turf is fast. When the ball bounces, it can bounce a different way. Getting control of the game is harder to do that. The stadium is a little bit narrow. Atmosphere-wise, the girls loved playing there. I mean, especially on a night with the lights. It was really nice atmosphere. It's nice and enclosed. Fantastic. But actually playing the game of soccer was a little bit too quick. It was out of bounds a lot. We couldn't really get control of the ball. Back on our own field, you know, the first thing they said was, oh my goodness, this is so hard and the legs running. But it's just, you know, the pitch, you know, it's a little bit wider, which is what we like. It doesn't go as quick, and you know how it's going to bounce. It's not going to be as wild and as quick. And the pass and the pace and the pass is a little different on the turf than it is on the grass.
So the weekend's kind of the swing where the Oklahoma schools are coming to Maryville for soccer, while volleyball and football obviously is down in Oklahoma this weekend. After the matchup tomorrow with Northeastern State, you've got Central Oklahoma on the pitch Sunday at noon. And what are you looking for out of these two games here?
You know, we want to get good results. We want to get out of this rut that we were in the last week. How do we do that? What we told the players today was we want to outwork our opponents mentally, physically, technically, and tactically. And I think a win will help you to get out of the rut as well.
No doubt about that. I know this is a group that you really enjoy being with. Talking with you earlier this year, and you talked about how much fun preseason was and everything. It really looks like you've got a good core of players right now that are good to be around right now.
Yes, I mean, they're focused. They've worked hard in the summer. They'll pick each other up. And they want to do better, and they want to they want to have fun too. You know, that's most, you know, we always say it's the most important thing. If you're not having fun, don't do it. And they want to have fun. And just today, you could tell in some of the things we did in practice, it was, they were enjoying it and doing the right things.
Now, there's a lot of season left to be played, but kind of able to look at some of the scores around the conference. And right now, how's the conference really shaping up? Who do you see as some of the teams to beat right now?
You know, Central, and to be quite honest, we didn't play well against them. You know, had we knuckled down and attacked and had a little bit more confidence going into that game, you know, we would have done better. Southwest Baptist are doing quite well. Those be the two that are kind of standing out a little bit right now.
All right. Well, Tracy, thanks a lot for being with us.
Yep. Thank you very much.
And that's Tracy Hoza. That's Tracy Hoza, the soccer coach at Northwest Missouri State University. We'll come back and wrap things up from this edition of the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, I guess, first of all, how does it feel to be considered the GOAT for the soccer team back in the
football? You know, it was funny because we had joked in previous years, you know, they had that one season. I believe they tied the record for ties in a season, which is kind of humorous in of itself. And me being the jokester that I am, brought that up when they were 3-0, and sure enough, there was a tie the next week. So I deserve it. I have to admit, I do deserve it, so I can't argue with that.
Well, they've got a couple of home games this weekend. Hopefully, folks can get out and watch some soccer over at Bearcat Pitch again tomorrow. It starts an hour earlier at 4 o'clock with Northeastern State.
Yeah, and like we talked about early on in the show, just the effort you're going to see out of these athletes, and then soccer is obviously included in that because every team puts forth a great effort, and you know that's from the coaches and captains on down. That's why you see that. So you're going to see some very entertaining soccer with the effort that they'll put forth, and hopefully get some good results out of it.
And then they're home again on Sunday at noon with Central Oklahoma. While the Oklahoma schools are here, we'll be down in Edmond, Oklahoma on Saturday, as we heard from Coach Adam Dorrell. Central Oklahoma is the opponent. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff on their broadcast, beginning at 12 noon with Bearcat Game Day, but should be a much different look Central Oklahoma team what we've seen in the past.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, it seems like the newer teams in the MIAA are still, a lot of them, struggling to fit in the MIAA. But when you talk about UCO, they're the ones that are making the best progress, it looks like, in terms of football anyway. And so, yeah, that's going to be a big challenge, and that's what you want to see. Challenges each and every week. That's what makes the game so entertaining.
And, again, we'll have that one from Edmond, Oklahoma. And then turn back, and then we'll face another Oklahoma team next week. We'll talk more about that next Saturday as well when Northeastern State comes to Maryville. But of the two, I think we'd rather be at Edmond this week than to Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's better to have that one as the home game, that's for sure, out of the two.
All right, and thanks to everyone involved with the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show this Thursday evening. Again, we're back on our Thursday schedule through the rest of the season here as we talk Bearcat sports each and every Thursday live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast here. Support for the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body. Screen printing and embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanwear, screen printing, along with embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch or dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For dine-in or carry-out, more at 660-582-2699. Our thanks to Carson, Renee, and all the wait staff here at Carson's for all the work they do during our program as well. And our thanks to Northwest Assistant Athletic Director for Media Relations, Marshall Fay, for helping set up some of the interviews each and every week. That'll do it for this week. For Matt Gorder and Brent Barnett, I'm John Coffey, and you're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe.
Bringing you the news beyond the headlines, this is KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. Let's look at the weather real quick before we get into performance today. Tonight, temperatures will continue to drop to a low around 59. And